Welcome back. We will bring you the Great Emu War next week. And we decided to let that discussion on Countess Markievicz roll on a little bit. So we will bring you James Keating's report on that strange story from Australia in the 1930s a little bit later next week or so. Now, if you've been looking at any of the recent property supplements in the newspapers, you'll definitely get a sense that house prices are on the move again. Indeed, the latest official figures show that last year, the average price of a house in Dublin increased by 15.7%, and nationally the increase was something of the nature of 6.5%. Debate about the reasons for this have focused on the limited number of houses for sale and how developers are leaving potential building land idle to create a scarcity which increases its value. Well, 40 years ago this week, a similar debate occupied the nation when the coalition government of Fine Gael and Labour published the Kenny Report. It was in January of 1974. I'm joined by historian Neil Curran, who's been looking back at how this report proposed to tackle the soaring price of the development land at that time. The background to this is between 1963 and 1971, land values absolutely shot up, Neil. By how much?
Land values increased, Miles, by 530% between 1963 and 1971.
What was inflation like at that period?
Inflation at that period, 38% was the inflation rate. Well, the increase in income rate was 38% over that period.
So absolutely no comparison between the increase in income. I think inflation was something about 60% or something there or thereabouts during that period of time. Now, the Committee on the Price of Building Land was established by Bobby Molloy, the Minister for Local Government, in January 1971. What was the brief of that committee? Because obviously we've seen in recent years these things are important, what it was told to do.
Well, the brief of that committee, Miles, had a dual mandate. First of all, it was to examine ways to curb the price of development land. Because of it increased by 530% between 1963 and 1971, it was obviously causing a lot of problems for the house prices. So the government wanted to tackle house prices. One of the major input into house prices was the price of building land. But also what it wanted to do was look at ways for local authorities to earn the betterment value of a piece of land. Now, betterment value related to a piece of land, say an acre of land was agricultural land. If this was rezoned, it would then become building land. Now, it would be worth a lot more when it was building land, but this profit was earned by the landowner. Now, this profit that was earned by the landowner was called betterment value, but the only reason that it existed was because local authorities supplied it with services, i.e. water, sewerage, etc. So the land, the Kenny Report wanted to look at ways that the local authority would earn this betterment value and the profits rather than the landowner.
Okay, so what was the recommendation or what were the main recommendations of the Kenny Report?
The main recommendation was that there would be a designated area scheme where a local authority could designate an area on the outskirts of major urban Dublin, Limerick, Cork, etc. They would designate this area, then they would apply to the High Court. The High Court would designate the area. Then the local authority could purchase land within this area at existing use price, which was generally agricultural price, plus 25%, which they considered to be a fair profit for the landowner.
And then use that to provide local authority housing.
Exactly. Well, use it to...
Or sell it on to landowners.
Well, no, actually, this is probably the most radical aspect of the Kenny Report. What they were going to do was lease the land rather than sell it. Because previously, in the late 60s, they had the idea of that they would build local authority land banks. But the problem was that was obviously exacerbating the scarcity. So what they wanted to do was lease the land and have different levels of different rates for each piece of land. So whether it was a social project, whether it was a school, universities, hospitals would get a better rate, while if it was a commercial project, it would be a higher rate. So therefore they could control the use of the land as well.
Now, it's called the Kenny Report because its chairman was Justice John Kenny, who was an expert in constitutional law, which has some implications for my next question. What happened to the recommendations of the Kenny Report?
Well, one of the major reasons, that was given for not being implemented was it was unconstitutional, or was repugnant to the Constitution.
So it basically gathered dust.
Yeah, it was buried. I mean, when it was first published in 1974, James Tully at the press conference for the publication of the report, who was the Minister for Local Government, he replaced Bobby Molloy. He said that legislation would be implemented by the end of the year, which would have been 1974. Now, but by 1975, he was making statements to say that there were still talking to local authorities and the vested interests about the report. So essentially it was buried. But one of the reasons it was given was the constitutional issue related to Article 40 and 43.2 of the Constitution. Now, Article 40 relates to the right of citizens to protect private property, but also 43.2 relates to social justice and whether or not the government can restrict the rights of private property the exact quote is when it's regulated, which allows the state to delimit with a view to reconciling their exercise with the exigencies of the common good.
Okay, but this was never actually tested. No legislation was introduced,
so it could not be tested. Other reasons why it wasn't introduced was timing. It was alt.
Very briefly, if the Kenny report recommendations had been adopted back in 1974, I know it's a bit of a stretch, but could we have avoided the catastrophic property boom of the Celtic Tiger if different legislation or different norms at least had been in place?
Well, I think local authorities would have had a lot more control over development land. I mean, one of the major reasons for the property boom was the increase in development land on the outskirts of the city. Now, if local authorities could control that and they were actually renting it back, you would have a situation where they had control rather than the landowners. As developers build land banks, they can create a scarcity by holding onto the property and then they can bring it onto the market when it chooses them. Whilst if the local authority had that control, well, then it's in their interest to keep the cost of land lower, therefore the price of property is going to be low.
Okay, so an opportunity missed, and the implication being an opportunity missed at the behest of the construction industry back 40 years ago. Neil Curran, thank you very much for joining us. And Neil has written us a piece on this. You'll find it on our website. We've also put up lots of information about the items we've been discussing this evening. And if you're there, you can podcast or listen back to the programme. My thanks also to Angus McInally for the readings tonight. Just a quick mention of a workshop at Trinity College this coming Tuesday at 2:30 on the Falklands Malvinas War of 1982, politics and experiences. Again, check our website. Next week, Valentine's Day, we're gearing up for that with a book on the relationship of Napoleon and Josephine. Napoleon and Josephine, An Improbable Marriage by Evangeline Bruce. And it is our book club choice for this month. Until then, from me, Miles Dungan, and producer Yeti Redmond,